Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I ain't put no notes, it's just... Hey, babe.
Yes, ma'am.
What do most men want in a woman?
Realness, authenticity, a woman that's intelligent, that...
I'm not sure I understand it, but everything seems brighter now than before. Every time I hear your name.
Put that foot down now. That's awesome.
All right, done. You get a twist.
That is.
This fine thing at work.
And I don't fall in love so easily, 'cause I don't wear my heart up on my sleeve. Yeah. I don't know if you feel the same, but every time I hear.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush.
Yeah.
What's up, fam? It's Wednesday, hump day. Thank God it's almost, well, actually, I would say thank God it's almost half of the week, but I enjoy every day. I'm not going to lie. So I think that used to be just something I said just because I was always hearing it. So it was a cliche. Either way, how's your day?
Wonderful.
I love it.
Yeah, dangerous.
Busy.
Yeah, it's always busy.
Yeah, it's busy, but it was good.
There's always something to do, right, y'all? Always something to do. And it's like, you know, Wednesdays actually seem to be all like the busiest day for us. Like it just, I don't know why everything has to happen on a Wednesday, but it might be hump day, but it's also get stuff done day around here. So it is what it is, but
our son is in baseball again, baseball season back. So now we have to do that. It's like another thing on top of everything else we have going on. You all understand, but here and there, we are so blessed. We're here, we're vertical. Yeah. So that's what matters. All right. We are elated to join us today. This moment in your life is an investment for yourself, for your future self, and your relationship. Welcome everyone to Wednesday's show, My Bulletproof Marriages, with your hosts, Chad and Linnell. Hi. With My Bulletproof Marriages, we have been married for 19 years, going on 20 in December. Woo-woo. And we are raising 4 amazing humans in the state of VA. So if you want to call us, it's 929-282-0266.
Yeah, man, I really encourage y'all to call in or at least hit us up on the email, you know, because we're on social and let us know what's going on, man. Like, let us know what is helping, what you need help with, what's going on in your world, because it helps us help y'all. And that's why we're here, right? We want to be able to impact you in the best ways possible. It's hard to do that if we don't know what's going on. So I encourage you guys to call in. No judgment zone over here. We have no room to talk about all the mess that we've been through, right? So
individually and together.
Yeah, we just want to be a blessing. So I encourage you guys to call in or hit us up and let us know what you need us to speak on.
Our email address, I just want to say that real quick, is mybullofwhomarriages@e360tvlive.com. So you can also email us there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So the topic of today.
Man.
Stop living in the past. Man. We did that for so many years. And man, did it cause so many fights? And were we not at peace with ourselves? Seriously, you cannot stay at peace with yourself, and it causes a chaos in your life every single day if only thing you do is stay in the past.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that leads us, I mean, the first thing that, you know, it really does is it stops your growth, and it really changes you to the past. Like, people want something more in their lives, right? But when you constantly are throwing the past or living in the past, you chain yourself to that. Mm-hmm. And so you can only move so far before that past yanks you right back to where you were. And that's the danger of this, right? Like, we wonder why our relationships and our lives are exactly where they've been for X amount of time, despite the fact that we really don't want that type of lifestyle. Like, it bothers us to a certain degree. But we can't let go of the past. We can't let go of what happened to us, or, you know, what someone else said to us. And it's like a ball and chain, and it keeps you stagnant. It keeps you from moving forward. You know, it's bad business.
It's all good. Sorry. We had a situation that just happened. But either way, you know, the thing about living in the past is, what does it do for your future? That's what I want to ask. What did it do for us? Nothing. It actually kept us stagnant, as he stated. And only thing we could do is just live back there. It triggers you on situations and things that are happening in your life in the present moment that you can't even enjoy. You can't even get past. You can't even, you know, you don't even know how to deal with certain people because of you living in the past. And I think if more people were to really start to heal themselves of the past, really start confronting some of the things that are bothering you that you brought into your future, whether it's relationships, whether it's just something you're going through individually, like, if you would start healing yourself from the past situations, then, or relationships, excuse me, you wouldn't end up with the same person that you continue to find. You know, we were talking about this last week, and we had said, like, some people will end up with the same person over and over again, but it'll be a different face. Why is that? It's because your energy is still built up in whatever happened before. And so you really can't get past that. You think you let the person go, but you haven't let that energy around that go. You haven't actually healed and dealt with that. So therefore, only thing you're doing is meeting somebody else with that same type of energy, that same type of connection that you're still holding on to, which then attracts you to that same person. It's just a different face.
Yeah. And that energy, even if you're married and you've already found somebody, that same energy is going to pull you and keep y'all in that same type vibration. Okay. So if it's a negative vibration because of the past, you're going to stay in the, and things might change a little bit, but that vibration is still going to be there. That frequency is going to be what's operating in your marriage. And it's going to really, like we've been saying, keep you from moving into the life that you want and the life that you deserve, the relationship that you deserve. So the second thing, well, why do we hold on to this? Right. Well, let me be honest, right. It's a sign of unresolved hurt, which we've been hitting all around it. Let's just go ahead and, you know, take the Band-Aid off and show you what it is. You haven't dealt with it, whatever it is. All right. Let's say it's cheating. Okay. This is a big one. Spouse cheats on you. Okay. And you decide to stay with them. Now, I'm going to highlight that. You decided to keep them. Can't nobody make you stay in that relationship.
Right.
You chose. Okay. But instead of confronting that situation head on, dealing with the hurt, accepting the fact that, yo, that hurt, that was messed up, mm-hmm. and then beginning the process of healing, okay, you throw that back in their face over and over and over again. Eventually, that individual is going to say, well, they think we're doing it anyway, so I'm just going to keep, you know what, might as well. I mean, I've literally heard, for me, men, right? I've heard men say that. Well, she thinks I'm cheating anyway. She accuses me every daggone night. You know what? Might as well. And I'm not saying that's a good excuse, but what I am saying is that our words have power. Our energy is running the show here. And you are pushing them in that same state that hurts you. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're putting them back in that same vibration to where they're like, I'm going to keep on doing it. So they're just going to keep hurting you.
Or they resent you. They will. They resent you. That's another thing. And you have to remember that too. Like, if you continue to bring up old situations that, like he said, you've chosen to stay in, then you have to start healing yourself. Really, don't even think about him. If you're a female and you're going through this, if you're a male and you're going through this, don't think about your partner. Think about yourself. Think about, you know what, I want to better myself. I decided to stay with this person, whether if it's cheating or something else. I decided I want to stay. I want to work on this. So how am I going to do that? I'm going to work on myself. I am going to heal myself from this situation. I am going to be the best version of who I am. I am going to not think any longer that he or she is out there doing whatever X, Y, and Z that they did, right? I'm going to trust that that was a moment that they had. It was a moment in our relationship to really work on myself, to really heal myself, to really see why is it that they did this? Why did they take themselves outside of our marriage, right? I'm just saying, like, there's so many different scenarios that you have to, that can be brought up to try to figure out why is it that this person did whatever they did. And then you as the individual could see your part in it and then grow from that.
This is what I'm gonna tell you, right? The world is your canvas and you're the painter. You are painting a picture every single day. You can paint the picture of all the things that they did wrong, and you can continue to paint that picture. They will continue to resemble that picture that you're painting. And this is what I need y'all to hear. There has to be a point where you heal, you forgive, and you stop bringing it up. You stop you putting that in the picture, okay? How can you go beyond that if your entire focus is on that? Okay. Our focus, whatever we focus on, is very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's where our energy flows,
right,
actually. So if what we focus on is what directs our energy, then if you're focused on the negative, if you're focused on throwing up the past, if you're focused on what they don't do right, then that's where the energy goes, and that's the vibration and the frequency that you are creating in your home, in your relationships, in your life, wherever, okay? Every scenario.
And it's beyond you. I would keep wanting to bring up. It really is beyond you. Like, it starts with you, but you got to think about everybody around you. If you have children, they feel this. If you are at work and that's all you think about is whatever this unresolved issue is that you're having, unresolved past traumas that's going on, it affects you in every way. If you sit and you're like, I'm not even hungry, but I'm eating, it's an unresolved issue. Like, little things that you don't even realize that you're doing, you're saying, and you're acting upon of, and it all connects itself back to the unresolved issues. So if you would really work on killing that, talking about it, conversating with it, forgiving, if you have to forgive somebody, if you have to forgive yourself, whatever the situation is, then guess what? Everything else around you, the vibration, as he was saying, the frequency, the energy, all of that will start to arise. It will start to come up, and you will no longer feel that you're stagnant. You no longer feel like you're still in the situation that you once were in, even though now you're older, or now it's been years later, whatever the situation may be, you have to start remembering that. Why am I still stuck there? Why am I still, this happened to me when I was 3, yet I'm still stuck there and I'm 30. Why is my relationship not moving any further than where it was 5 years ago? It's because whatever happened 5 years ago, you decided to stay stuck there. Like, start working on those things and shifting the vibration of who you are.
Yeah. So the third thing, right? Why do we always hold on to this? Like, if holding on to the past is so negative, we say we don't like it. We say we don't like how our life is currently, right? Then why won't we deal with it, right? If we know that the solution is to resolve the hurt, why won't we just face it, heal, and move on? Well, let me be really frank. Pain is pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen, this is a deep, deep situation here. Okay. We as humans, we love familiarity. Okay. And so whatever that past trauma, pain, issue, thingy that is that you keep throwing up and you have balled and chained yourself and your relationship to, it's familiar. You know it. And though it hurts, right, and it causes stress and pain, it's familiar. And that familiarity brings a form of pleasure
and comfort
mm-hmm. into your life. Okay. And that's scary. That's scary how we are as humans. Like, we would rather do the things that hurt us
mm-hmm.
because we know it, rather than make the adjustments and the changes
mm-hmm.
because it's uncomfortable to do it.
Right.
And that's what's insane, right? We would rather hurt than heal. Because healing, it's a process. It's work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not comfortable. It can get messy, right? Like all of that process is crazy. And so it's just easier to say, well, that's what it is. This is my life. Woe is me. I'm going to cry a little bit. And then I'm going to put my guilt trip out there. And, you know, and then you find out, oh, if I throw this in people's faces, then sometimes I can get what I want out of them because I make them feel bad.
I say, yeah, right? They feel bad.
Like,
yep.
Like this whole thing, yeah. Right? And it all started from the point of you not being able to move out of familiar territory. And that's scary, man.
Mm-hmm. I like how you talked about the guilty part, because I think a lot of people use it so that they could. It's like a little bit of manipulation.
Yeah, like not a little bit.
Okay, it's all manipulation. All right, fine. It was manipulation for sure. You manipulate your partner. You manipulate, you know, whomever is willing to listen to you and your problems and your situations. And, you know, it's sad. I'm in agreement. It is really sad that people would prefer to stay there. And a lot of times too, if you're around others who are in the same situation like you or have a same situation like you, right? Then you turn around and you all bounce it up against each other, right? And so all of a sudden now it's like, that's all you guys have, like, as far as like a relationship, it's the talk about the negative situation. If it's two ladies that have been cheated on by their husbands, since we brought that up early, I'll just keep with that. If you have two young ladies that have been cheated on by their husbands or their boyfriends, whatever, what they got to talk about? Oh, girl, you know, I don't trust him. Y'all be going through his phone every single night. Girl, you know this, and this. You know he be doing this, he be doing that. That's the whole conversation. Or you could really heal yourself and you could really change the conversation. And be like, you know what? Me and him sat down. We had this conversation and, you know, we talked about it. And it was some things that I personally need to work on, right? Things he realized he needs to work on. And now, you know what? We're going to therapy. We're healing. You know, we're having these conversations together. I feel like we're going in the right direction. Now, you may no longer have that relationship with that young lady. Why? Because now y'all ain't got nothing to talk about. Yeah. What you got to talk about? You're not being negative any longer. The vibration no longer, it doesn't serve her.
Yeah. Okay. Get new friends, man. Get new friends. I'm telling you, like, bash. Like, it doesn't matter what you've gone. One, your business is your business. Okay, man. I cannot tell y'all how important this is. Keep your mouth shut about your life, your personal life. It's your business. It does not belong in a conversation with your friends, your girls, your whoever you're at work. That nada. This is private. This is and here's the thing, right? Like, we're talking about energy and vibration, right? So if you're around a whole bunch of people that constantly bash their spouses, always negative about what they don't do and how they got to check them all the time and this and this and this, what type of vibration do you think that you're operating at? And do you think you're just going to change your vibration when you get home in front of your boo-boo? Nah, boo-boo ain't going to see this uppity high vibrational person as you walk in. No, it's going to be the low vibrational negativity that you brought from that situation.
And everything that you heard, okay, when you were not with your spouse, but you go home, I promise you, it's going to show up. You're going to start looking for it. You know, oh, you know what? So-and-so said she did this. Oh, so-and-so said it did that. Oh, you know what? They said that. Oh, they said that. Mm-hmm. Then you start looking at things that were never once in your relationship. But because you listen to others, then all of a sudden now here's the issue, right? Here's all these issues. Get new family. And as far as coworkers, can we be honest? They are just coworkers. They're just coworkers. Like, they get, some people can become family. Don't get me wrong. I do have some great sisters. I love them to pieces. We're family all day. But at the same time, let me tell y'all, not everything needs to be shared with those that you don't chill with outside of work. If y'all not chilling outside of work, and I mean, even then, to be honest with you, let me bring up something that's even deeper. I'll be frank with you. If you can't say it to your spouse's face, why are you talking to somebody else about it? That's not the truth. Like, there's nothing I can't say to Chad that I would say to my mother or anybody else.
Like I said, like, I, to me personally, keep your relationship to yourself.
We've been there. Man, I'm so he knows.
You, I'm telling you, like, like, we can try to dice this up and make all the excuses why we need to tell our partner or our friends or, you know, whoever, our business, right? I ain't got nobody to talk to. Or no, they're positive people. Listen, unless they are truly an exceptional couple that has a lot of growth, right? I would keep my situation internal and try to deal with it internally, because just because it fits someone else's world doesn't mean it's going to fit ours. You see what I'm saying? Like, we need to come together and work this out. We need to come together and heal and forgive and work through our situation and devise a plan that works for us. All right. There are certain people that you can reach out to, but I'm telling you, I would highly advise like a coach or a therapist, someone who's sitting at a vantage point and their whole sole purpose is to help people, right? That's just my two cents, because
no, you in agreement. But that's what I said. If you can't have a conversation with your spouse, you can't say something to your spouse's face. I would not say to anybody outside of your home. And that's just how... That's how we live. That's how we roll. And it's worked. You know, it didn't always work like that. And that's why we all had the issues we did. But that's how we roll. And it's worked for us for the last couple of years. So
we kind of went over all the negative stuff, right? Of why being attached to the past is not good. But number four, right? As you can see on the screen, power of the present. Man, you know, I think we said it last week. The truth is the past doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. No matter how bad you were hurt, no matter how negative it might look, it's gone. It's over. You can't somehow pull it back. It only exists because we allow it to.
Right.
I'm going to say that again. It only exists because we allow it to. The future, as we said last week, it doesn't exist either. Man, you don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy or anything like that, but remember, I've been hit by two cars. Neither one of those times did I leave my home thinking that a car was going to hit me. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. And you could do all the right things and still something happen, right? So the future, tomorrow hasn't happened. You can't dwell on it. You can't put your money on that, okay? What you have is right now, this very moment. And it's beautiful, y'all. There was a, I can't remember who the, it was like a philosopher, right? And he was talking about how people stare far out, right? And are looking for some type of beauty far outside of their home and their lives. But if they would just look down and see the flowers that are below them, that's the beauty, right? It's right there. It's right here. It's right in front of us. And I probably butchered that philosopher's thing, right? But y'all, I think y'all get the picture. We're looking out way far out for something to have to happen in order for us to see the beauty of life, the beauty of our relationship, when the flowers, the birds, the all of that is right in front of us. We just look past it every single moment. And so if we can begin to focus on the present, remember, wherever our focus goes, our energy flows. If that's the case, and it is, then if we're focused on the present moment, then our energy goes into that and we begin to create something beautiful and something powerful. This is the beauty of the present, right? And if we want to talk about the future and building the future, the only thing that we can do is make the right decisions right now in this moment. So it still brings us right back to this moment. Okay. And if you want to see the change, if you want to see a U-turn happen in your relationship, okay, then you have to begin to hone in on right now and begin to see the beauty of right now. You know, it's all the small things, right?
I remember just even a couple years ago, just being in a place trying to figure out why I was had moments of just being unhappy, right? And I was like, why? I have everything I need, right? Like, why I feel like I'm unhappy? But it was always the moments I started thinking of what I don't have. I don't have this. I don't have that. Oh, we need to be doing this. We need to be doing that, right? And then I'm like bombarding him with like, this is what we should be working on. This is why we have to have this. This is what we need to be doing. Blah, 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 blah. I have a whole plan. I have this line that's mapped up, right? And he's like, okay, got it. We'll work on it, right? And then I'm getting him frustrated because I feel like it's not happening fast enough. As if I know what day I'm about to die. Crazy. But then the moments that I step back, and I just woke up in the morning and I said, oh, isn't this nice? I get to look at him and I've been with him for so many years. I'm so grateful that he still loves me after all the pain and all the trauma and everything that we've been through and raising four kids together and just living life. And then I look at my beautiful kids and I'm like, wow, we've done such a great job. Like three handsome boys, a beautiful daughter, you know, all that we've been through with our two sons having autism, our daughter having a stroke, you know, being young teen parents, raising our oldest, just like life. And I just look at it and I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful. I go outside of my yard and I'm like, I have 5 acres, right? And I like, come on now. And just the beauty and the everyday experience of just waking up. Just waking up, knowing, right, that whatever's supposed to happen for me is going to happen.
Yeah.
And that whatever's not supposed to happen, it's already blocked for me. And so how grateful can I be, right, just to be in the present moment, just enjoying each day of the moment. And when I start doing that, that's when I find actual joy. That's when I find peace. That's when I let it all go. And that whatever's supposed to come to me, whatever's supposed to be for me, guess what? I'm going to get it. Yeah. And if I'm not supposed to, thank you, God, so much, because you knew what I didn't know. And I think if more people lived in that type of way of life, I think it would be more peace. I think I really do believe it would be more peaceful.
Like, do this experiment. I think I even said this a few episodes ago, right? But do an experiment with yourself. Try to identify how you talk. Right, how you think about the world just every day, right? Start taking notice to how negative we are, how we're always seeing what's wrong instead of what's right.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if you see a wreck right now on I-95, you're going down I-95 and there's a wreck, all of these cars will slow down. Then they can't, they're not even trying to help, right? They want to like take pictures and do little reels for Instagram. It's crazy, right? But we could have a beautiful sunset and not one car will slow down for it. Why? We're attracted to the negative. And so we have to begin to change what we're attracted to.
Yeah.
We have to begin to take notice of the beautiful things that are taking place in our relationships, in our everyday lives. And if you start just little steps, man, we're not saying that you got to change everything right away, but just, you know, hey, do a gratitude journal, right? Three things a day that you are grateful for. Three. What is that going to take you 6 minutes, right? 6 minutes of your life. But it starts somewhere, right? You're starting to shift your focus, right? Find three things about your relationship that you love every single day. And then just begin to build on that, right? Just try to shift your focus on the positive, even in the negative, like, oh, something happened. But okay, all right, hold on. But what's good about this?
Yep.
And I'm telling you, here's the thing. In this very moment, everything is happening. Everything. Someone's dying. Someone's being born. Someone's becoming rich. Someone's being broke. Like, all in this moment. Mm-hmm. It's up to us to choose to see the beautiful in this moment. Because it's happening right now. You just have to shift your perspective enough to kind of bring awareness, bring some light to that side of life. Okay. That said, I know we need to take a break. So we're going to do that and we'll catch you in just a few minutes.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
What are you waiting for? Yeah, what are you waiting for? Download that app, man. Stop fronting. Hey, look, TK, what's up, family? Yes, shift the vibration. Yes, preaching. We are preaching. We are preaching, 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 man.
And what's crazy is we're not even trying to breathe. Nah. Not even trying. We're just, you know what? We just learned so much about ourselves, and we've learned so much about our relationship and life, period, through this 19 years of being married. And I'm just grateful, you know, that we can share with others what it is that we have learned and how we've grown so much and the peace that we both find together, but then individually. Like, it's like, I don't know, crazy. I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, you know, I'm not saying that I wish Chad would pass away, because that's not what I would like. But I was saying that I found such a peace that if he did pass away, that I really would be okay. Like, before, I couldn't see that. Like, when he first had his wreck, I couldn't even see that. I was like, what? No, there's no way. Like, I can't live life without him, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm like, man, I'd be happy for him, to be honest with you. Like, hey,
you graduated.
I'm so excited for you, you know? And I know that's crazy to say, and that's a whole nother topic that we'll talk about another day. But I'm just grateful. And I just hope others could eventually one day feel this type of peace and this joy that we feel. That's it.
Don't let fear run your life. Death is nothing to be scared of, right? No. But yeah, number five, spotlight the positive, right?
Change.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something that not very many people do. Okay. We're talking about being chained to the past and trying to break that. Okay. So as you're breaking that, let's say, you know, it's money issues. We'll just, because we talked about money
a couple weeks ago,
right? And let's say your partner, you know, has a habit of blindly spending money on a lot of stuff that they don't need, okay? But you have talked about it, you've addressed it, y'all came up with a plan, and you notice that your partner is really following through with it, right? Like they're really trying. The effort is there. They've only bought half of what they normally buy, right? That honestly is what you should be highlighting. The problem is it goes back to what we just talked about, is how we are so focused on the net. We're so attracted to the negative side of every situation that most people still look at the half that they're spending, okay? Even though it's less than what it has been, and they're jumping on the fact that they still spent X amount of money, mm-hmm. all right? And I get it to a certain extent. It's frustrating, especially if you're financially strapped or whatever the situation is, but they obviously have made an effort, okay? And you would be wise to highlight that first. My wife is famous for what we call compliment sandwiches.
Amen.
Okay. In other words, compliment, correction, compliment. Okay. And so maybe that's something you can add to your arsenal because it works. You just kind of slide that correction on in the middle, right? But you follow it up with something that kind of melts them and you're like, oh yes, I am wonderful.
My son came up with that with me. He said, Mom, you give compliment sandwiches. It's like, what is that? He said, been doing it since I was younger. He said, like, you always say something nice. That's how I know, like, oh, it's about to come. But then you follow up with like, well, you could have did this or you could work on this. And then you go back to like something sweet. And I said, oh, he said, but I actually like it. I appreciate it because it does show me that like I'm still highlighting once again, something positive. Right. But I am going to throw in there like something you could have learned from. Right. Or something that I want you to be more aware about. You might not have been aware, which is something else we talk about a lot. A lot of people are not aware of the things that they do and they say and they act upon. You don't even sometimes even aware of what you watch, because why you're so used to watching that. You sit on your phone and scroll for hours, not even realize you've been on there for 5 hours. That's a real thing. You've watched movies, right, for like 2-3 hours. Next, you like, how long I've been sitting here?
Yo, record what you do, the very first thing you do when you get up in the morning. I guarantee you 95% of y'all grab your phone. It's either use the bathroom, then the phone, or the phone, then the bathroom, right? But it's one of the very first things that we do. So I would challenge you, check it out, right? Because it just shows you so what you do subconsciously. You're not even thinking.
Right.
Right. You just automatically, oh, let me check my messages. Let me check my emails, whatever it is. Okay. But it's a good indicator of how our program is. And we've talked about this, of the power of the subconscious mind. 95% of our actions are conducted through the subconscious mind, which means we're not like conscious, okay, of what we're doing. We just do it.
Like robots.
Yeah.
We're just robots. Just doing.
Yeah. We just, you know, like the person that has no tact, right? The person that's so blunt that they don't care whose feelings they hurt, even though they might be honest. That was me for a long time, right? People would tell me, man, you're right with what you're saying. You're just a dick, right? But it was my subconscious conditioning. I wasn't even aware of how my delivery was. I had been doing it for so long that it was just second nature. Mm-hmm. And we do this in so many different areas of our life. So we said all that because most of us are attracted to the negative side.
Yep.
And even little things like being aware of what you do in the morning, what you do in the evening, how do you react to conflict? Like start getting, once you start catching it, I like the term catching it out. You start catching yourself out. You start seeing like, oh, hold on. I just bashed them, but we have $200 more this month because they were trying. Okay. But then that's why we introspect, right? We start looking at ourselves and say, hold on. All right. You know what? Next time I'm going to highlight something good.
Compliment sandwich. Okay. Example. I really like what you bought there. Yeah. That was for me. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Next time I don't actually need that. So you don't have to buy nothing from me. You don't have to buy anything from me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I also, you know what? I appreciate the fact that you noticed, right, that you didn't need to spend $400. You only spent two. Thank you. Next time, could we work on like 100? Could we get it down to like 100? Okay, cool. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you so much. You see that it's constant. And then next thing you know, you are just you're consciously doing that because you know what? It's like programmed in you to just go ahead, subconsciously, excuse me, to just do that. You're like, okay, I'm going to compliment them. I'm going to go ahead and give them a lesson. I'm going to compliment them. Then eventually, guess what? You don't even have to do none of that. None. Because then they have already realized that, you know what? When I go to the store, I don't really need anything here. I really, you know what? They're right. Like we said, we want to plan for this trip or we're working on these goals. And so even though the desire that I have of wanting to go into the store to buy whatever, well, me being at home, my spouse, and me working on that goal will outweigh that desire.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. You know, if y'all catch this, you guys will, your whole lives will shift. Mm-hmm. But it's finding how to be content.
Woo!
Just finding how to be content with what is.
Yes.
A lot of our problems are really arising out of our feeling of needing more.
Yep.
Right? Like, we need validation. That's why we talk to our friends. Mm-hmm. We need that validation, right? We need somebody to tell us we're not crazy for how we feel. You know what? Yeah, their husband or their wife does that too. You know right. what? Yeah, they are wrong. Yeah, no, yeah. My feelings are right. Okay. We need more things. We need, you know, I think we told you on the money lesson, the average person has like 500 items in their home, 500,000, sorry, items in their home. That's mind boggling. Because I guarantee you, you do not use 500,000 things a day.
And real quick on that, I'm gonna give you a tidbit. This guy that started being a minimalist, what he did was he boxed up everything as if he was moving outside of his home. He boxed up everything. And then what he did was he just took out like, okay, I know that I need work clothes. So he just took out just 7 days, 5 days worth of work clothes, and then 2 days worth of clothes for Saturday and Sunday since he didn't go to work. Then he just took out, okay, I know I need a pot to cook with, and I need a spatula, I need a spoon, I need a bowl, just one of everything. And he just did that. He said, I need soap. He only took out what he needed just for that week. What he realized is half of those boxes, actually 75% of the boxes, if I'm correct, 75% of those boxes he was able to get rid of. Yep. Of just items in his home that he realized he did not really need. He just had. And the more you start chopping down, like, this is just a want. This is not a need. You know, you really need oxygen and you need water and you need food and you need shelter. You need some clothes. You don't need every clothes is in every store. You know what I'm saying? You don't need name brand everything. You don't need to have the latest kicks that come out. You don't need the new cell phone. It will save you so much, not only money, but it will save you.
It's peace.
Yeah. With the peace that you have. Why? Cause financially you're not spending the money on that.
We just talked about living in the present, right? And how beautiful the present is. How are you living in the present if you're constantly thinking about what you don't have and how you can get it and what you always need? But what we're trying to say is, I'm not saying you have to be a minimalist. I'm not saying you have to get rid of all your stuff or any of that stuff, right? But what we're trying to do is just shed light to a very common problem in the human race, okay? We are so programmed to want the next thing. The billionaire wants another billion, right? You know, we buy a brand new car. Now we got to put rims on it. Now we got to do this to it. Now we buy this house. Now I got to do this. Now it's always something and it never stops. It's always the race to the next thing, right? And when you can be content with what is, you're not looking, you are able to look in the present moment and then find the beauty. But if things always have to be more and change and you need, want, your focus is not really on the present very often. Okay. And so it's hard to see the beauty that's right in front of you. Mm-hmm. All right. And then when you can see that beauty, then make decisions based off the beauty that already exists. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, your life will be a lot sweeter, a lot, it'll just be worth a lot more. That's what I'm saying.
I love it. That's the truth.
All right. So number six. All right. Speak and live as your best self. So I like to speak to kids. And one of the things that I try to tell kids is to live as their future self right now. And so I'll give when I was in sniper school. So if y'all don't know, in the Army, I was a sniper in the United States Army. And one of the things I was having to go through a selection, this Green Beret, he's an old Green Beret. He was like, son, let me tell you a secret. He said, see yourself at the graduation, throwing your beret up, you know, all the emotions, all the feelings that is. And he said, because that's the goal, right? That's where you want to be. That's why you're doing this selection. So see yourself, envision yourself at the end state, like you're already there. And then on the journey, as it gets hard, and I promise you it will get hard, I want you to think about that. Think about the end state. See yourself, envision yourself there, right? Live as if you're already there, as if you've already done all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And he basically gave me the hack to life, right? Without even me knowing, right? And at the time, I still was wet behind my ears. And I was like, what is this old dude talking about, right? I had no clue how wise this man was. But here's the thing. You need, I told you, right now is the key, right? Start, how does your best self process life? How do they walk? How do they talk? What type of confidence do they have? Start doing that now. Start living as the best husband, the best wife, the best mother, father, right now. Start living it as if you are already that. And the crazy thing is, you condense time when you do this. Okay. And before you know it, you are all of that without trying. I swear to you, the past no longer matters. The future no longer matters because you are already what you wanted to be. You're living it. Everybody's waiting for something to happen in order to be what they want to be. Do it now. Be in the relationship that you want right now. You determine that. You are the deciding factor of your life. So, live as your best self now.
Amen. I like it. I love it.
Go old people with green berets.
Chad is. He's always preaching, or actually just giving life lessons, you know, without really knowing he's doing it. So that's all it is. And I love it. I love watching him be this person, because I knew he was this person years ago. And I don't really have much to kind of come back to that, because that was actually awesome. But, you know, he's right. You do. You should speak. Speak what you want. Think what you want. Act as if you want, you know, and when you start doing that, you will. Before you know it, you'll be that person. You would be. And consciously, you will start walking in that, not subconsciously. You will no longer be a robot, right? Just doing things just because it's familiar, just because this is what I used to do. No, you'll actually start saying, wait, I don't talk like that no more. Yeah. Like, wait. I don't think like that no more. Wait. You know, when things start to come at you, because I promise you, challenge is still going to arise. Things are still going to pop up, right? That's how you kind of know you defeated it, because it has to come. It has to come at you in order to see, have you let that go? It's like an alcoholic, right? You go to AA meeting, you say, I defeated this. I haven't been around anybody that's been drinking. I ain't gone to a bar. I ain't got nothing. Da-da-da-da. The next thing you know, you get invited to a wedding. Or you get invited somewhere, right? And there's going to be liquor there. And guess what? It's not for that person who has decided to throw this party or have this thing, whatever it is, to be like, well, they're coming. And you know what? I need not to have liquor for them. No. It's for you, right, to know within yourself that you're strong enough, because you no longer want that alcohol, and say, I don't drink. Yeah. That's it. Those things are going to come. And you just have to be more apt to say, like, that's no longer me. That does not serve me any longer. That's not me. I don't even have a desire for it. So I'm good. I don't have a desire to think like that. I'm good. I don't have a desire to talk like that. I'm good. You be around people that talk like that. You know what? You don't dismiss them, right? You don't call them out and try to change who they are, right? Because their time is coming. They'll figure it out whenever they're supposed to. But what you do is you just remove yourself. It was nice seeing you. Yeah, take care. All right, cool, right? You just keep moving life, and you're going to do life, and God is always going to make sure you're taken care of.
Yeah. Just you, I'm telling you, live as your best version.
Yeah.
And this applies to every aspect of your life, but especially in our relationships. Like, how does the best version of you deal with your husband or your spouse, right? How do you show affection? How do you lift them up and make them better? And then you just begin to live that out every single day. And the more you do this, like Linnell said, you become conscious, like you are conscious of the actions and the words that you are taking. So a lot of change will take place in your life. A lot of positive stuff will begin to unfold, and you really will live a life that you are surprised that you're living. Okay. And we're testaments of that. You know, we wouldn't believe if you had told us we would be where we are today,
right,
10 years ago,
no,
we'd probably laugh at whoever was telling
you're
us
right.
that. Right. So,
yep.
But there's a power in all of this. And, you know, one thing I will say before we close out is give yourself grace and give your partner grace. Nobody's perfect on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember, it's not the destination. Right. The destination is the journey. This is what people forget. Like, we think that everybody's in a race to get somewhere so they can stop doing. That's not it. The journey, that is the ultimate destination.
Mm-hmm.
The journey, just the ups, the downs, the valleys, the peaks, all of it is the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what we're trying to get y'all to see, because if you can fall in love with the journey,
yes,
your whole life gets so much better, so much sweeter, right? But give each other grace on the road to change and the road to elevation, because though you might begin to live as your best self, you also will stumble along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you gain wisdom. Wisdom isn't gained by doing everything right. It's by making mistakes, adjusting from those mistakes, and approaching the next moment with the wisdom that you gained from those mistakes, right? So that said,
yes,
that's it, family.
If you have not downloaded the Evening Rush Network app, I'm not sure what you're waiting for, so please do it so you can go back and listen to all of these wonderful nuggets that we're giving to you today, all right? If you have any questions or concerns, whether you're married, in relationship, engaged, divorced, single, or in an entanglement, just hit us up at My Bulletproof Marriages at e360tvlive.com. We also have a Facebook group that you can join. We have couples that have been married for over 40 years. We have single people in there. And, you know, we do our best to just promote love as much as possible and conversations and growth and maturity and learning how to live in the present moment. And yes, the main topic today, stop living in your past. It will do nothing but stagnate you, do nothing but keep you hurt. Okay. And guess what? You're not going to be the best version of who you're supposed to be. And that's the whole point of this, which is teaching you and continue to teach ourselves how to be the best versions of ourselves. So next time, next Wednesday, fam, we'll see you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
Bye, fam.
I'm not sure I understand it, but everything seems brighter now than before. I don't know why I feel this way, but every time I hear